This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Shaking hands and kissing babies. He was literally doing that. Guys, I mean that. It crossed my heart and hope to die. Jameis Winston showed up yesterday in Maple Heights and kissed babies and took pictures with them. And shook hands and hugged elderly women.
It took over Rodney's event. I don't think he was trying to. He just did.
It was unbelievable. Guys, his personality is infectious. And he's so much fun. And I wish him well. But if you're telling me that there's a 1% chance, and there is, by this website here, a 1% chance of us making the playoffs, it's very unlikely we're going to. So
you know what you're doing, Ken.
You can finish in the middle, or you could finish near the top.
You know what
you're
doing.
And I can still have Jameis Winston going into next year.
You're putting a dagger into Jameis' career with your scenario.
No, I'm not. Come on.
It's all over.
That's a Ken Carmen classic.
Nobody's going to want to see him start next year if they lose out except for the Pittsburgh game. No one's going to want to see Jameis next year as a starter. But, and then where's he going to go?
Well, then guess what? You got Jameis Winston or Deshaun Watson. Happy Thanksgiving. Well, you come on. What do you mean? You want Jameis Winston on that wall.
In a movie,
you need him on that wall.
Movie directed by Eli Roth. It'd be perfect.
216-474-0092. Let's go to the phones. You agree with me where I'm like, hey, you know what? Like, I want to know. They got to win every game to have a chance at the playoffs, guys. Every game. It's probably not going to happen. So you might as well beat the Steelers. Can't believe I agree with Nick, but here we are. It's a holiday miracle. Rick in Cleveland, you're first up on the fan. Hello, Rick.
Hey, good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing well, Rick. Go ahead.
All right. Well, I'm on the side of winning every game simply because look who's picking our players. We had Ozzie Newsome, whoever picking Pittsburgh players, I say okay. But
Wait a minute. Winning every game, I will win every game. That's fine. But the premise is you win every game, but you lose against Pittsburgh. If you lose against Pittsburgh, you're out of the playoffs. They knock you out of the playoffs then.
No, I don't want to lose against Pittsburgh.
Okay, so then you're with me. So then you're with me. That's the scenario, Rick.
Okay, well, y'all going to leave there. That's fine, but I'm going by who picking our players. And I don't care if we picking 5th or 20th. He doesn't know what he's doing. Participate.
So he doesn't know what he's doing. I had to be right.
Where's all his Pro Bowlers at? Where's his Pro Bowlers at?
Keep going, Rick, because you're making me right. And Lima knows. Lima's shying away from the microphone.
If I'm making you right, that's okay. Where's our number one pick from last year?
So you only want to beat the Steelers then. You want to lose the rest of the games and only beat the
From this last year, he's on IR. That was an unfortunate incident. He hurt his knee in practice. I mean, Rick,
he got hurt? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Mike Hall got hurt in practice.
I didn't know that.
Okay.
But anyway, I still have no faith in our general manager making picks.
If you don't have any faith in our general manager making picks, thank you very much for the call. Then winning all the games except for Pittsburgh would just make him look better. Because then you would, because you're not drafting at the top, you would have to win those games, his picks would have to do better. Cedric Tillman would have to do better. He's doing better. He would have to do better. Like, I did think about this. And I can't put it out on social media, so I can say it here because it's context. People just kill me, all the people who hate Andrew Berry. It's like, hey, you know, it's unfortunate that Jack Conklin got hurt, but you saw that game on Thursday against TJ Watt. It's like, you know what? I at least want to pencil in a check mark for Andrew Berry on that one, because that is if he goes out there and he does it again next Sunday, the Sunday after this Monday game against Pittsburgh again, okay, I don't even know if you win or lose, But if Jack Conklin stops T.J. Watt again, that's what you sign the guy
when
for.
When he's healthy,
that's
yeah,
what you sign the guy for. So that would be a feather in the cap of Andrew Berry. There's not many feathers there, but that would be a feather in the cap of him. So fine. So give him that. But if you just have no faith in Andrew Berry whatsoever, and I'm trying to have faith in him, there's been some picks there that have worked out, and I just can't say I fully trust him to make decisions for the future. But if you were to win five out of the next six, yeah, you would definitely have some draft picks that ended up playing and playing well. Not Jed Wills, because I don't think he's ever going to play again, but at least for the Browns, but yeah. So, guys, you can win a bunch of games, but Lima, what you are saying right now flies directly in the face of every bit of logic, quote-unquote, that you've used against me for the last umpteen years. And I don't believe you. I mean, I believe what you feel, but I don't believe in your heart you will feel that way after those wins. Because after those wins, say you beat the Bengals on Sunday, not Thursday night anymore. Say you beat the Bengals. You will wonder about the regular season, the beginning of the season. If you beat Kansas City, for crying out loud, you will be wondering about the beginning of the season.
I think if it goes in your scenario, I think Stefanski gets fired.
You bastard. Now, that's a hell of a thing to say.
We got to go.
All right, I'm bringing that bag later on. Doug Lamorice going to join us next. Ohio State, Michigan. Will the Buckeyes cover the number? It's at 20.5. Doug Lamorice going to join us. And whether or not Will Howard is a true Buckeye, Doug's answering that next on The Fan.